स्वयं भूतानुभावयं अभिमन्यु सुतः नृपः यस्य पालयतः क्षौणिं यूयं सत्राय दीक्षितः. द लास्ट लाइन यूयम, यू इज लॉन्ग एंड दीक्षितः, दी इज लॉन्ग, सो इफ यू प्रोनाउंस विट लॉन्ग इट विल फिट इन टू दी लिरिक्स. इट्स अ सिंपल लिरिक, इट्स भगवद गीताज लिरिक. मोस्ट मेजोरिटी ऑफ द वर्सेज फ्रॉम भगवद गीता आर इन अनुष्टुप लिरिक एंड इट्स वेरी सिंपली सांग. द संस्कृत प्रोनाउंसिएशंस इफ यू फॉलो करेक्टली ईच वर्ड देन इट हैज इट्स hypnotic effect which we lose in the translations. So even if you don't understand the words, do not worry, but try to recite it lovingly. Itam bhutanubhavoyam,
itam bhutanubhavoyam,
itam bhutanubhavoyam,
itam bhutanubhavoyam,
abhimanyu suto nrupah यस्य पालयतः क्षौणिम् यूयं सत्राय दीक्षितः. श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः मह्यं ददाति स्वपदम्. वंदेहं श्रीगुरो
श्रीनाथपमलं
श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरुग्णादान्वितं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णदं सहगणललितान् विशाखान्वितांश. हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु
गोपेश
गोपिका राधाकान्त नमस्ते तप्त कांचन गौरंगे
कृष्णांसुते
देवी प्रणमामि. कृपासिन्धुमेव च कर्णेभ्यो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य
प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत
श्रीवासवि गौर हरे कृष्ण हरे
कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. The recitation of prayers and few verses are which are very much essential for a healthy spiritual life. There are so many beautiful verses from Srimad Bhagavad Gita to glorify the Lord and innumerable from Srimad Bhagavatam. We should recite few of the verses daily. And now, so many years have already gone. ISKCON is also nearly now 30 years old. Now it's time that we should come to the chapters of Bhagavad Gita. Don't pick a few verses here and there. It's beautiful to understand the logic. Krishna uses definite arguments to prove his point that he is the supreme absolute truth and nobody else can compete with him. These things are very easily learned from the verses of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Particularly, one verse we should always remember, and it is 10th chapter, verse number 12. In two lines, Krishna gives you 10 qualities. In no other literature in the world in such a short two lines, somebody has described God, the Supreme Absolute Truth. They talk of God, of the Supreme Power. Many times they recognize the authority, but they fail to tell who is He and what is He like. Whereas in Bhagavad Gita, which is this preliminary spiritual science, we have completely full description of the Supreme Absolute Truth, and not only one quality, but 10 qualities are given. And these words could be very simply, nicely recited. You recite after me, please. Param Brahma, Param Dhamma,
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma,
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma,
Param Brahma, Param Dhamma,
Pavitram. Shashvatam, Divyam, Adidevam, Ajam Vibham. Very clear. As soon as you understand the meaning and you recite clearly each word of Sanskrit language, the potency is already there. Param Brahma means the Supreme Absolute Truth. Param Dhamma is Supreme Refuge. Shelter, the supreme shelter is Krishna. All other shelters we take during our life, they all crumbled down. We had our parents, they might be here on this planet or maybe passed away, their shelter is crumbling down. Completely temporary shelters we take. We have our own businesses, we have our own work, it also crumbles down eventually. But this shelter never goes away. It's the firm shelter. This building is standing on the nice foundation. If the foundation is firm, the building, the skyscraper, we can erect on it. But if the foundation is wrong, if the shelter is wrong, then everything crumbles like a card crash. And we may think that our position at the moment is very secure, but it can never be secure on the material foundation. We must have the spiritual foundation. And this is the point Sri Prabhupada discusses in this purport also. And these verses, different verses we chant, it has definitely effect on our practical life. There is a nice verse from 12th canto from Srimad Bhagavatam that how these verses are practically very valuable to us. Bhakti ji pareshanu bhavo virakte cha e shatri ek kala prapadyamanasya yadashnata asyuhu yadapayanugasam. Very nice. The second line gives us the example. Suppose we are very hungry, you know, and yadashnata, we want to eat something. Ashnata means to eat. We want to eat. We are very hungry. And suppose the plate of prasadam comes in front of us. Then the first effect of seeing the plate of prasadam is that we become very happy, because we know now that my hunger will be satisfied, and we become very happy. Prasadam as it is the best to take in, but at the first sight, the first effect of seeing prasadam is we become very happy. The second effect is more important than mere happiness. As soon as you start taking the morsels of prasadam, the second effect is that it is known in Srimad Bhagavatam language as Jivan Sanchar. Your whole body is animated. Jivan, the life, spreads all over the limbs of the body. Your brain starts working, your stomach starts digesting, your legs start walking, and head starts moving. We can do all these things because we have prasadam. And as soon as you start taking, the same time as you are very happy, you are getting the life also out of the prasadam. And then the third effect is that if you continue taking prasadam, then your hunger is satisfied. And these three effects are at the same time. Ek kala, trik, ek kala. Trik means three, and ek means at the same time. Kala means time. It happens at the same time. You are very happy, your body is getting animated, and the same time your hunger is satisfied. The same way, if you chant the verses very lovingly, know, Hanuman chanted very nice verse, you know, in front of Lord Ram. It's a beautiful verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. Na janmanunam mahato na saubhagam. Na janmanunam mahato na saubhagam. Navam na buddhir akritishtayatosha hetu. Yad vishrushanapi navanokasas chakar sakhe bata lakshmana graja. This is a special devotional lyric in few of the verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. The more intensely you understand the verse and sing it, then the first effect of singing the prayers in the verses through the heart is that your devotional attitude develops. But we all have the devotional attitude in our heart. But at the moment, it's dormant. It has got to have the language to express. And unless it is expressed in the transcendental words, it can never manifest. And this is the first effect of singing the verses or singing the prayers. And that's why we come in this hall and unknowingly we become ecstatic to chant and dance and you are moving in circles now nicely. And nobody forces us. Nobody tells us. Here there is nobody to order you that, hey, come on, you move in a circle. No. No, there is no order. It's just a spontaneous thing. Your dormant love is expressed in the outward manifestation of the different activities of our body. And this is the first effect of chanting the verses. The second effect is much more important than the first effect. As soon as you continue chanting and hearing these verses and kirtans and pravachans, and this is also pravachan we are hearing, this is also the spiritual ecstasy. And Srila Prabhupada very correctly called that my purports are my spiritual ecstasies. As soon as we read the purport, we try to understand, we become completely ecstatic. Because the second effect of this thing is that you experience the Lord. You experience the existence of Krishna. In no other way you can experience Him. That is very important point we have to understand. All our senses are completely imperfect to see Krishna. But we can very well experience. And that's why even the neophyte people, completely ordinary people, they will also stand and watch our Harinam party. It is our experience. These Harinam parties, they have much, much more effect on the souls to bring back the conditioned souls at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. There is this great effect. And much more than that, it happens by Harinam party. I will give the example that there was Harinam party in London, you know. When they started, in the beginning, it was in Bury Place, in front of the museum. And daily, twice, the Harinam party will go on the Oxford Street. And it so happened that one very rich parliamentarian from Mauritius was visiting London. And they were in the Selfridges building for shopping. Everybody comes and goes for shopping. I don't know what they shop, but they shop. That is altogether another topic, what they shop. Anyway, they were there and they heard, you know, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So they were surprised, you know, in those years. They were surprised to hear Krishna's name, Ram's name. So they came down. And after coming down, they found out that the devotees are chanting. So they paid their obeisances and inquired where there is temple here and there. So they gave the address here. And eventually those people visited our Bury Place temple. That time Srila Prabhupada was there. So one who comes and sees Prabhupada, then he is finished for his life. So what happened? Then he invited Srila Prabhupada to Mauritius. See how Harinam has the effect, long-term effect. Then Srila Prabhupada somehow or the other found a time and after 6 months he visited Mauritius. And then this man who had heard Harinam on London High Street, he donated nearly 9 acres of land from his land in Mauritius. And we have that farm community even now. We are building a big temple on that farm community. So this is the effect of Arjuna. Because they experience the existence of the Lord, and then what happens? Then unknowingly, then we are able to sacrifice everything for the Lord. Maybe we keep something back, but we do donate very generously. And this is our, this name, the singing of Mahamantra, or singing of the Vartrit, or singing of the bhajans or pravachans, these are very, very, very useful. Beyond our imagining power, they are useful. Don't know really who comes here and who is attracted. And that's why Sri Prabhupada has insisted that during the daytime, whole time we must have kirtan, either we have a day for this or that, but we should continue this transcendental sound. And this is the most important, second effect of this singing, is that we experience the Lord. As I told you, there is no other way, and that's why we are attracted to Harinam. Harinam Kirtan is very important. Then the third effect is there of chanting and reciting the verses. And that is, we develop detachment from the material things. And one thing we have to be very clear, detachment means not the carelessness. We are not careless at all. But somehow or other, Krishna's mercy, even the ordinary people, they become expert in their material things, material activities. And devotees are more so, they are expert in the material activities. Within no time, you can finish the material activities and you can get plenty of time and Lakshmi to perform the devotional service. This is the effect of the thing. That's why we people should be very much well organized materially. Our temples as it is are very clean places. Sri Prabhupada has given us this, that places should be completely clean. Your life should be completely well organized materially. Unless you organize your life materially, we cannot meet our expenses and bills and this and that. Everything has got to be very nicely organized. And this organization should start from our shaving kit. In our shaving kit, otherwise, there are 12 razors. And we don't know what is working, you know. Like a mad person, he gets up at 4 o'clock and Mangalarti time, then he rubs this and rubs that. So many soaps are lying there, so we don't know. You please clean it. One razor can be used, not 12. Throw away the rest of the things. And this is how you have to organize throughout. We may have 6 kurtas with us, and we go to Vrindavan and buy 12 others. Why? You're not going to put 12 kurtas all together. You will use only one. So keep only 2 pairs and throw away the rest of the thing. You see, you are organized then. Then you know what you like and what you want. Yeah, definitely you know these things. And this is how the organization, if you are well organized, then you will be completely free to study the literatures also. Otherwise you don't know. Sometimes you open Bhagavatam, sometimes 10th canto, sometimes 1st canto, sometimes 2nd canto, and forget about it. Chaitanya Charitam. Forget about it, Nectar of Devotion. And you don't know anything at all. Because you don't have organization. And this is the effect of chanting the verses. The more you develop your devotional attitude, the more you become organized. Otherwise we go to Brahmacharya Ashram. It's a zoo. So Brahmananda is arrange and kurta arrange. And within that whole chaos, the man, one devotee, is ironing his chadar. I don't know why dhoti should be ironed, I don't know. But eventually they have to be wrapped on the round legs. How can the ironing be there? So it's a waste of time, energy and everything. Instead, you can learn one word. Why are you ironing your dhoti, man? And even kurta, you have to put on a round body. How can it remain flat? It's a madness. And this madness goes away. As soon as you chant, this madness goes away. This is simply madness. You know? Now suppose if I earn this outward cover, it is going to be folded again. Knot is there and body is round and everything. And don't have any meaning at all. Just it should be clean, that's the only thing. Otherwise, we don't waste our time. And the more organized you are, you will develop this understanding. And unnecessary things You'll completely drop out. And as soon as you drop the unnecessary things, your life becomes completely purified. And that's why these verses, potent verses, have got to be discussed. And then side by side, these four things which are discussed by Sri Prabhupada here, that austerity has to be developed. Austerity in the sense that we should always be alert. And alert to the fact that we are losing our time. And over the time, there is no control. No control at all. Everything else, we may try to control. Frankly speaking, nothing is ever under control. But we may become phony lord of something. But eventually, it is under the control of the Lord. Nothing comes before. Nothing accompanies us at all. Now we have bank balances. I know the devotees are rich. But I was in Perth. We were in Perth in Australia. So I requested the congregation, president was telling Maharaj, we want money, Lakshmi, for new place, you know, this and that. So I told the congregation that please, temple is in difficulty. And please help as most as you can. Then in the congregation there was a bank manager. So I was very happy. I said, you are here, so why should you worry about? So you please just release some Lakshmi, that's all. Then after the lecture, he came to my room and he said, Maharaj, shall I tell you the truth? He said, what's the truth? He said, the temple cannot build a temple, but the devotees can build the temple. So we know that we are very rich. But the point is that the bundle of notes are not hanging. There is nothing with you. Nothing with you. Because it doesn't belong to you. Whatever possessions we have, I may have a suitcase full of my clothes, but it is not here, because it doesn't belong to me. If it really belongs to me, then it would accompany me always. Nothing belongs to us. Nothing. Dhanani bhumo pashohi goshte nari grahadwari sakha smashane dehas sitayam dharmanugo gachati jivaika. Beautiful words from Vedas, you know. Dhanani bhumo, dhan, whatever wealth we collect, is going to remain in the bank or safe or wherever it is kept. It will not come with you at the time of death. Then pashohi goshte, pashu means animals. Before, in the ancient times, there were no motorized vehicles. They were using animals as their transport means. So camels or horses or this or that, wherever they are tied, they will remain there. At the moment, we may have cars, but cars are going to remain in the garage. When Yamraj comes, you cannot tell him that I have Mercedes car, you also sit with me, I also sit with you. No, he will not agree at all. It has to be left wherever it is. Then Nari, our wife, very dear, you know, I love you. In the beginning, at least, afterwards, what I said. But in the beginning, we love each other very much. So, but she also, if you are dead, according to the Vedic culture, she will accompany the dead body up to the door. That's all. Tata. Don't want to see. So this is our Nari, for whom you are dying for the whole of your lifetime. After that, she just waves her hand if she is in mood. Otherwise that waving is also not there. So this is the case. Then he says, Sakha Smashane, your friends and relatives, they will accompany the dead body up to the cemetery. Then they will also see in a gas chamber is burning, come on, let it go. And they go back to him. Then Deha Sthitayam, this body, which is very dear to us, will also accompany you up to the funeral pyre. That's why afterwards, body is also born. Then the future journey has got to be on your own. And there is one accompanying thing there, dharma, anugo. Only you carry with you the dharma. Whatever chanting you have done, whatever recitation you have done, whatever you have understood, whatever sadhana you have done, will definitely accompany you. Otherwise nothing accompanies you. And our position is that whatever is accompanying us, we don't have any time. very, you try to convince the ordinary people. They say, Maharaj, you tell anything else, you take $10, forget about it. You take money from me, but I don't tell me to do anything. There was one Dr. Ansari, you know. Srila Prabhupada wrote in one of the beginning Back to Godhead magazines this incident, you know. And he was a big doctor, you know. Doctors as it is are worshipped in India, like God, you know. And that time it was more so. So his sons were also doctors. His daughters also were doctors. So somebody told him that now you are old and you must start to pray. Just recognize the authority of God. He said, I don't have time. No time. So Prabhupada wrote that Krishna caught him. And where did he catch him? You know? He was traveling from Calcutta to Delhi. And on the Banaras station he caught him in the train. And his doctors were all upset. His medicines were away. And he had heart failure. So then Prabhupada writes that he had no time to take the medicine. Because he was all the time he was telling, no time, no time, no time. So this is how we must come to these four regulations first. Four principles of religion. Austerity, cleanliness, as I gave you the example. We should be thoroughly clean regarding particularly our material arrangements. We should be completely clean. And as soon as you organize your that part of life, then you are completely free. Whatever belongings you have, whatever you want, whatever you do, everything has got to be very nicely clean, completely. And that is, Srila Prabhupada has taught us very nicely. It's extra clean, completely clean. And that's why he was able to get up at 1 a.m. and start immediately translating. Because he is completely clean inside out. This is how austerity has got to be there, cleanliness has got to be there. And if you are austere and if you are clean, then you will be automatically merciful. And if you are austere, then you will be truthful. Because your needs are very controlled. You don't require that much. So why should you not be truthful? And this is how these qualities come from austerity. The king quality is austerity. We have to be austere. And when it is very easy to remember these four things. Austerity, cleanliness. You take out the first letter. A. A is austerity. And C. C is cleanliness. And our A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. You never forget. You just remember his initials. A.C. and austerity and cleanliness. And then M for mercy and T for truthfulness. So without A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, we are empty. So you never forget this thing. This is how some tricks have got to be applied so that these four letters are engraved in your mind. And every second of your existence, we should examine whether we are austere or not, whether we are clean or not, and whether we are performing all the merciful activities, whether we are truthful in our behavior. These things, if you daily examine yourself, then one day you will be definitely austere, you will be definitely clean, you will be definitely merciful and definitely truthful. And then again, Srila Prabhupada says, austerity, cleanliness, mercy and truthfulness, the basic principles of the religion, prepare the ground for the reception of advancement in spiritual knowledge. So this is not the end. Don't commit a mistake. You cannot be satisfied, I'm austere, I'm clean completely, I'm merciful also, truthful also, enough, that's all, I rest now. No, there is no rest in spiritual knowledge. Your goal of existence is completely different. But this is the beginning. We commit a mistake regarding four regulated principles also. That we think that, I'm following three and a half, I'm nearly there now. In America, it's a disease, you know, not only in America, but we are also expert to follow you people. So in India also it is spreading now. All over the world this disease is very rampant. And what to do, I can follow three and a half, but half I can't follow. I told Prabhupada, it's given four. F-O-U-R. You know? Not less than that. You have to follow. And if you don't follow, you put yourself in a difficulty. This is the thing. But we falsely believe that if we can follow four regulated principles, then that is the end. But it is not the end. The same way, these four principles of religion is not the end. The end is the devotional service. Bhakti mapi uttamam labhet. Unless you have uttam bhakti, it is very difficult to pursue any other thing. And if you pursue any other thing, then our goal of existence is polluted. It's polluted. This nice verse in second canto, you know, yes, 2 to 37. Very beautiful verse, you know. Pibantiye bhagvata atmanah satam katham vritam shravana puteshu samvritam punantite vishaya vidushita ashrayam tatsarana saroruhantikam vrajanti tatsarana saroruhantikam. Beautiful to understand. He says, pibantiye bhagvata atmanah satam. Those devotees who drink the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam, katham ritam, and nice topics of Krishna, shravana puteshu samvritam, always your ear holes are filled with the topics of Krishna, then what happens? Punanti, they purify vidushita vishaya ashayam. Ashayam means our goal of existence. Our polluted goal of existence is completely purified if you continuously hear the Krishna Katha, the topics of Krishna. And unless this goal of existence is purified, please remember, the goal of existence is not to marry. The goal of existence is not to amass the wealth. The goal of existence is not to build a house. Goal of existence is not to stay in America. We are very much prone to, you know, we Indians are very much attracted to stay in America and run after the green card. And then next life, you become a dog here and get automatic green card. This is our goal is not this. We have completely polluted our aim of existence. The human life is not meant for building one house in America. Or the human life is not meant to acquire some property on the whole planet. No, that is not the aim at all. Falsely, we are running after these things. And because we are not purifying our aim of existence, we are in difficulty. The aim of existence is to develop unflinching faith, unflinching devotional service to the Lord. Ananya chetaha satatam, yo mam smarati nityasha. Ananya chetaha satatam, yo mam smarati nityasha. Tasyaham sulabha bhalta nitya yuktasya yogina. Bhagavad Gita Bhagavad Prabhu. Don't meditate. I told you, ananya chetaha satatam means without deviation. Without deviation of the mind. If yo mam smarati nityasha, those who remember me without deviation, the effect is tasyam sulabha partha. I am very easy to obtain. Very easily I am obtained. Because they are nitya yukta sayogina. Always they are engaged in my devotional service. And as soon as we forget this, then we are in difficulty. And if you come abide by the instructions of the Lord, then He is very kind. You know, there is a beautiful verse. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna iti. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna iti. Yo mam smarati nityasha. Those who remember Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very nice way, you know. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 Padmam. Rama, Raghav, Rama, Raghav, Rama, Raghav, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pai Mam. Always he chants Krishna, Krishna. And this verse nicely describes it. Krishna, 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 Iti, Yo Mam Smarati Nityasha. Those who always chant Krishna, 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 Krishna. Jalam Vidva Yatha Padma. Jalam Vidva Yatha Padma. Nirgadapi Uddaramiham. Krishna says. In the next line, he gives you a very nice example. Jalam Vidva. Jalam means water, you know, lake water. He pierces the mud and muddy lake water, and the lotus flower grows out of the mud. Lake is completely dirty, and we can never imagine a beautiful flower coming out of the mud, but it does come out. The same way, Nirgadabhyudharamyam, even if you are in a hellish condition, I pick you up. And this is our experience. We were in a hellish condition before we came to Prabhupada. We are completely in a hellish condition. We are smoking, we are druggists and what not, you know. Everything we did. But as soon as we came here, we become purified. And now, like a lotus flower, out of the muddy life, we have a very nice purified life. And the more we stick to it, it will be very nice. Will you please repeat this verse? Krishna, 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 Hari.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hari. Krishna, 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 Hari. Krishna, 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 Hari. Yo Mam Smarati Nityasha.
Yo Mam Smarati Nityasha.
Jalam Bhitva Yatha Padma.
Jalam Bhitva Yatha Padma.
Narkadabhyudaramyaham. Narkadabhyudaramyaham. This same message is given in this purport also. That it doesn't matter what varna you belong to. It doesn't matter what ashram you belong to. You may be Brahmana, you may be Kshatriya, you may be Vaishya, or you may be Shudra, or may be lower than that. Doesn't matter at all. What ashram you belong to, you may be Brahmacharya ashram, Grastha ashram, Vanaprastha, or Sannyas, whatever it is. Our aim is only one, and that is to develop unflinching faith in the supremacy of the Lord. That is the only thing we want. And those who adhere to these instructions, they are successful in their material life also. The point before us is that we should try to think very seriously about these points. And rest of the things, as mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, they go on automatically. We don't have to do anything. But falsely we take the credit. You know, in India, you might have seen the bullock carts are there. Two bullocks drive the cart. And some or the other, in between, the dog walks. And dog walks very straight, you know. And if you say, hey, Mr. Dog, don't talk to me, he said, yes, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm very busy. He said, what's very busy? I'm pulling the cart. He doesn't pull the cart, but the dog thinks. You might not have seen that sight, but if you go to India again, please be particularly in the villages, even now there are the carts, and dogs sometimes walk in between. And really the dog thinks that he is pulling the cart. He is not pulling. At the best we are those dogs. Because we are not pulling the cart at all. Everything is being done for us by Krishna. Everything. You consider your own body. You don't have any control over your own body. You eat white rice, you eat brown dal, and maybe brown chapatis or green vegetables, and your blood is red. You don't drink red color. Hey, do you drink? No. Then how the blood is red? It's being done for you. Oxygen is supplied and everything is going on. From the day we are born, our heart is non-stop working, and it is working in a rhythm. And if there is something wrong in that rhythm, means our health is not good. Either we have pressure, high pressure, or no pressure, or heart attack and so many other things. Since we are born till our death, who does it? We don't have control over our heart even. We don't have control how the blood is supplied all over our body. And this is being continuously done by Lord for us. We don't have to do anything, but just take the beads into hand. And you don't have beads, you have marks on your finger. Start chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, And this is Kali Yuga. There will be so many things coming in a way, always. There will be so many impediments. But our royal road should be completely clear in front of us. Whatever impediment is there, and they will automatically go away. And you just continuously chant, read, understand, come to the temple as often as you can. And if you have devoted your life, you are very fortunate. You please serve Radha Vrindavan Chandra and forget about all other things. Everything will come in your way if it is going to happen. We should not be worried necessarily. There is a nice verse in Vedas, you know. Yat bhavi tat bhavati eva. Yat bhavi tat bhavati eva. Yat abhavyam na tat bhavet. Iti nishchit buddhinam na chinta badade kvachit. Chinta means worry. There is no worry when you understand this truth. Yat bhavi tat bhavati eva. Whatever is going to happen, is going to happen. No way you can stop that. Whatever is going to happen, is going to happen. Yad abhavyam na tat bhavet. Whatever is not going to happen, is not going to happen. You may hang yourself upside down, but whatever is not going to happen, will never happen. And then iti nishchit buddhinam, those who have fixed intelligence like this, na chinta badate kvachit, then he is not worried at all, or she is not worried at all. You please forget your worries, and you just take the beat and start chanting. You are already situated in your own country. You are a nice country, wealthy country. Your own work and everything you have. Now is the time that you should be very serious about these things. Whatever time is gone, don't repent over the spent milk. But now we have to make best use of the time. This is the message of this purport. And then there is a Kali Yuga story. But we are controlled by the time. Maybe we'll see again. Hare Krishna. Comments, Maharaj. Excuse me for Mahadatikram. Wish I should not sit here before you. Please excuse me. And please give some comments. Have you any doubt?
Worry is connected to doubt. Like a spirit that you know that your Krishna's grace says, if you think of me, it's better to speak, don't worry. Then the obvious spirit says, don't listen to that word. So is that, that's the mind.
We don't have faith in the supremacy of the Lord. That's why we start worrying. Even now, we don't know that he is the doing. And we falsely think. You should remember one thing. That we take comfort. That because I am situated in my family. Because my children are there. My wife is there. My husband is there. My relatives are there. Or my friends are there. So we feel very safe. Frankly speaking, if we really think about these things, we may stay in a group. But nobody really helps you. When the question comes of the bodily maintenance, the father loves the children very much. But if there is something wrong, he can't do anything. The maintenance of the body has got to be on our own. And on our own also, the secret is that we cannot maintain. It's just being maintained. I don't know how. That is the point I'm conveying to you. That we are not independent at all any second of our existence. We have to depend upon Him. Voluntarily if you depend, you will be happy. If you don't depend, then He has His stick to force you to depend. So there is no need of worry. Don't just be in a false illusion that you are in a family yet. You have to maintain yourself. Family doesn't help. We may stay together, but we are completely on our own all the time. And this loneliness we many times cannot tolerate. And that's why we either use our loneliness constructively or we make some obnoxious, destructive things. This loneliness causes us a great worry. And in order to feel this loneliness, these Shastras insist, Gurus insist, saints and sages have shown the way that you please fill it in with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. And you will not be mad then. Otherwise, if you don't feel it, Alexander the Great, he conquered all the countries from Europe to India, you know, and he wanted to conquer the whole of India. But by the time he reached Indus region, that is near about Karachi at the moment, he was old. So it was impossible for him. And he was now failing in his health. And he was near death. So his friends asked him, that what is your last wish? You are now, we are the emperor of so many regions. You ask now, what do you want? And he said, please, when I die, you will put my body in a coffin. So keep my hands out like this. So people see, what is this strange wish? Why do you want your hands out? So he said, people should know that empty-handed I had come and empty-handed I had come. Such a big emperor, if he has come empty-handed and empty-handed he goes, what are we? We may have $1 million maybe, which is hardly unlikely. What is, our possessions are nothing. And that's why Vedic culture insists that don't get attached to your possessions, wife, children or money or houses or this or that or that. And then Brahmachari will stand and say, I don't have any wife, he said, I am not attached. No, you are attached to your bad habits, the worst habits we have. And particularly we are completely dirty. On our own we are very dirty. We don't want to organize ourselves. Everything is in a mess, everywhere. And that's why we go to Brahmachari Ashram, and the first thing we do, that we just try to clean it. This Brahmachari Ashram should be nicely organized.
What is the proper definition of Vaishnavism? Vaishnavism, any rules and regulations which bring one grasp?
The main thing is, there must be theistic conduct. That is the main characteristic of Vedic culture. It gives you godly conduct. And then Brahma instructs us that the Vaishnava should be very unflinchingly attached to the devotional service. You know, Brahma is our creator and he must be knowing much better than us. So he gives us instruction in one of the verses how Vaishnava behaves, you know. And about Vedic culture, if you think about Vedic culture, it's the ancient one. So millions and millions and millions of years old. Only one culture is there. All other so-called religions, they are the offshoots coming of the Vedic culture. I will give you the example. See, if you think Christianity, it's only 2000 years old. If you think about Islam, it's only 1400 years old. And all other faiths are there very recent. Even Buddhism is 2500 years old. And this culture, in Bhagavad Gita in 4th chapter, you know that verse. Imam vivasvate yogam proktavan amavyam vivasvan manve praha manurikshva kavya pravi. That when sun was created, I gave this yoga, Krishna says, to sun god, vivasvan. And then vivasvan in turn gave this yoga to Manu, his son. And we are the descendants of man, Manu. And that's why we are known as man. And now, then in turn Manu gave this yoga to Ikshvaku. And we know that in Ikshvaku family, Aja, Dasharatha and Lord Chandra, Ramchandra appeared there. So this yoga is very, very ancient. Then another thing regarding Vedic culture we have to remember is that Christianity was started by Christ, man. Mohammedanism was started by Muhammad, he was also man. But Vedic culture was not started by any man. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat praninam. Bhagwan has showed this culture to us. And there is some originality regarding this culture. Last week we were in Hawaii. And in Hawaii, we went to see the place wherein the original people stay. And even now, they follow the Vedic culture. They don't have electricity in that area, in Hawaii, on the other side of the hill. Their area is completely segregated. Then no taxis, no water charges or this or that, no taps. It's all natural water they use. And they have their own administration of that area. Some or the other government allows them to remain that way. And that in that administration, there are five people in charge as a board, you know. And they are the serene old people. They can conduct the affairs very nicely. And in order to advise those five people, they call them kapavana. So it means Brahmins, a type of Brahmin. A saintly person, they advise them how to run the administration of that. And that point is discussed very nicely here. Even now, there are remnants all over the world of Vedic culture. And this is Vaishnavism. The theistic conduct and our life should be very simply organized. In Kali Yuga, what we did, that we completely forgot about the wise people in our society. And we appointed the wise people. We appointed the judges, we appointed the lawyers, we trained the lawyers and solicitors, and they have made the mess of the whole thing. And so much bureaucracy, you know. Just to go to the court, you have to spend thousands of dollars just to appoint the solicitor and this and that. In olden days, even now in Hawaii, those people just go to the elder ones, they think about their conditions, they decide, and everything is over. No bureaucracy is involved. This is Vedic culture. And the more simple you are in your dealings, then you have more time to devote for the devotional activities. There is no television at the moment in that area. I don't know how long that area is going to continue. And we very well know that Pandu tried to conquer all the kings and subdued them for Yudhishthira when Yudhishthira got on the throne. And then when Dhritarashtra was there. And Pandu should have come to Hawaii and subdued that king also. The whole planet was governed by one king till even Parikshit Maharaja's time, 5,000 years ago. This is Vedic culture. Then now, in these times, Brahma knew that we are going to be degraded completely. So he gave us the instruction how to follow Vaishnavism. He says, Brahmanahi, Sadacharahi, Tadabhyasahi Nirantaram, Bodhayan Atmana Atmanam, Bhaktim Api Uttamam Labet. This is the way out of Kali Yuga. He says, Brahmanahi, you must offer the scriptural evidence. But we are very proud of our mental capacities in Kali Yuga, which is nothing, but we are very proud. And so you must have Praman, you must have the scriptural evidence before you. So you study the scriptures, Brahma says. And then, sadacharahi, then you have to develop the theistic conduct. Your achar, your behavior must be very pure. That is the second step, Brahma says. This is Vaishnava, how it should behave. Vaishnavas, they don't concoct. Sri Prabhupada has given us everything clear. We try to understand this thing. Then our conduct is completely theistic. Sadacharahi, tadabhyasahi nirantaram. And practice it again and again, always. And it is not enough again. Bodhayan, you instruct. Atmanam, your own self, your own mind. And by whom? Atmana, by your intelligence. By your intelligence, you have to instruct yourself. And daily we are doing. We don't like to get up at 4 o'clock. But we force ourselves. We throw ourselves out of the bed. By intelligence, we are controlling. Our mind says, yesterday you travelled so long, you are very tired. Just take rest. And we just, really am tired. So this mind is very clever to give you the favorable arguments. And then it destroys you completely. Don't depend upon the mind. But intelligence completely pure. As soon as the intelligence is pure, by chanting our rounds very nicely, you instruct your mind always that you have to go to the temple. You have to read. You have to do this. Then mind will And this way, if you do, then bhakti mabhi uttamam labhe. That is Vaishnavism. Then divasante pibetvaya, after the end of the day, that is in the evening, you should drink milk, hot milk. And those who are suffering from too much of cough, when we all suffer in the cold climate, so it is better to add turmeric powder to the milk, bit of sugar and turmeric powder. This turmeric powder is the medicine to reduce your cough. If you, and that's why in all our preparations, cooking preparations, we use turmeric powder. If you don't use turmeric powder, then the cough increases in the body. And if the cough is increasing, then you suffer from so many ailments. So this is the instruction. Divasante, after the end of the day, you must drink milk, a cup of. And then he says, bhojanante vivetakram. Bhojanante means after taking our bhojan, after taking our meal, you must drink the watery buttermilk, that is known as takaram. And if you do these three things, then na vaidyasya prayojana, then there is no need of the doctor at all. So please try to understand these scriptures this way, so that your, the quality of your life must improve. That is the main question in front of us. Some or the other, we have obtained this body. It's completely lump of ignorance. And we have to carry on with this body. And the body and soul, they are completely different species. Soul is spiritual. Brinchali, are you happy? Yes, that's nice. That's very cheap. Yeah. Alright? You're alright? So, the point is that somehow or the other, we must understand the species of soul and the body, they are completely different. The soul is spirit soul. There is a spiritual nature. And the body is material. The material and the spiritual cannot mix together. We stay in this body maybe for 60, 70 or 80 years or whatever it is. And even then, the soul doesn't mix with it. And that's why it is very easy for the soul at the time of the death to quit the body. If it mixes, then it would have taken the body together. But it doesn't mix, because the species are different. And different species cannot stay together. And somehow or the other, we are encaged into the foreign stuff. This is foreign to us. This material body is foreign to us. And that's why it doesn't keep all right at all. It's only because of the presence of the soul. Every second of our existence, the body is getting clear. It is clarified. And that's why it is in a functioning order. And that day comes when it becomes completely out of order. Many of these spare parts could not be replaced. And that's why the soul has to quit that deceased body. And this is how that day definitely comes. And those who understand these things, then they very well realize the temporary nature of the whole paraphernalia around us. That is the main thing we have to remember. That however hard we try, we cannot really take anything with us. Yesterday we saw that the wealth we have to leave here, our cars are we have to leave here, our wife we have to forget here, our husbands we have to forget here. And nobody can help you, nobody can help you. It's all alone. And this loneliness, all alone you are in the whole of the life journey. We falsely think that we are in a group. The group cannot help you. Your body has to be maintained by you alone. If there is something wrong, you have to suffer alone. You have to enjoy alone, you have to suffer alone. And all the time we are all alone. Nobody can help us in these things. We love our children very much, but something goes wrong with them, we cannot give them one breath. We may be miserable, we can't do anything. They have to suffer on their own. And this point, those who understand, they make best use of the bad bargain. This is a bad bargain. Sri Prabhupada says, it's not a very comfortable position to stay in the body. And somewhere or the other, we have to stay. So let us make best use of the bad bargain. And that is how we are assembled here. And if this point you can digest very nicely, then you can realize it. Then you will not leave these things for a single second. Satatam kirtayanto ma yatantasya dridavritaha. This point is explained in the last chapter which we have seen. This first canto particularly, you have to remember that the whole Bhagavatam is meant to increase our theistic attitude and the devotional service. And eventually pick us up from the miserable material world and take us to the all blissful spiritual realm. That is the main use of these literatures. But there is a process to follow. There is a process to follow. And you cannot ignore the process. You cannot manufacture the process. The process is already given. Nirnitam harer namam kirtanam. What is that word? Etan nirvitya mananam ichadam kuto bhayam. Yogi nam rupa nirnitam harer namam kirtanam. It is nirnitam. It is decided truth. Shukadeva Goswami instructs Parikshit Maharaj that you don't have to manufacture anything. And if you try to manufacture, then you are failure. Because you can't manufacture. Bhagavat pranitam. Dharmam tu sakshat. Bhagavat pranitam. Krishna has given you the process. And nirnitam. Yogi nam nirmi nirnitam. Whether you etan nirvidyamana nam, you may not have any desires. Or vidyamana nam, or you may be full of desires. Or you may be yogi. It doesn't matter. Nirnitam. For all of them, it is a decided truth that Hare Nama Anukirtan. We have to perform Anukirtan. And we had a nice kirtan, ecstatic kirtan. Rupa, you have a nice throat here. Is there a hospital around? We will perform the transplant here. Throat transplant. Nice voice here. Ecstatic kirtans we have. This is Nirnitam. This is decided truth. You know, once it so happened that Narada Muni wanted to see Krishna for some purpose, you know. So he had a benediction, he could go without any material asset to all the planets, not only in the material manifestation, but in the spiritual realm also. So he roamed and started him to see where is Krishna. Morning he started all, roamed all over the material planets, couldn't find him. Then eventually he thought maybe he's there in his own place. So he went to all the planets of spiritual realm also. And went to Goloka Vrindavan also. He couldn't find Krishna in the evening. He was really cursing him, you know, what type of man he is. In the morning we are searching. Not trace of him anywhere. So Krishna knows these things. Because Krishna is situated in the hearts of everybody. Sarvasya Chaham, Radhi Sannivishtav. So he knew that Narada Muni is searching for him. So late in the evening, Krishna came running before him. Oh, Narada Muni was very happy to see him. And at last, here he is. So Krishna came in front of Narada Muni and said, I'm very sorry, Narada. At the moment, I'm very busy. We'll see tomorrow. He said, you stop here first. Narada Muni was very angry with him. You know, nobody can alter the Supreme Absolute Truth. But the intense devotion forces him to obey. If you are really devotee, then you can alter it. Yashoda took a stick in her hand, ran after the Supreme Absolute Truth, and he was crying. Can you believe? Nobody can believe. He could have taken her stick and bent her back. Could have done. But no, he relishes to obey the orders of the sincere devotees. So he obeyed the order of Narada, and he stood in. Come on, Narada, he said, what do you want? He said, we'll talk about the business later. But you first give me your address. In future, if I want to see you, where to go, and how to contact you. Just today in the morning, since morning I'm in trouble. And I couldn't find you at all. He said, have you got any road number or house number, or place to stay, some city? Yes, he said, I have got everything. I have a road number, I have a house, friends, and I have phones also. So many lines, millions of lines. And the beauty of my lines is that I don't employ the secretaries. I answer all the calls. Hey, that's wonderful, he said. So I can ring you and find you out there. Yes, you can do it. He said, come on, give me your address. And Narada Muni took out his diary, digital diary. He said, come on, Krishna, give me your address. And he said, all right, Narada, take it out. At that address, you will be surprised to know that not very far from you in love. So you can go always to see Krishna. So, he's very kind. You have to travel all the way to see him in new love. So, he said that, Na aham vasami vaikunte yogi naam hridayanacha. Na aham vasami vaikunte. I don't stay in Vaikuntha. Narada Muni was so very angry with him. He said, I know where you are not. You tell me where you are. He said, be patient, Narada. Giving him. So he said, Naham Vasami Vaikunte, Yogi Naam Hridaya Nacha. I am not in the hearts of yogis also. But Yad Mad Bhukta Gayanti Tatra Tishrami Narada. We had a nice ecstatic kirtan. He was present here. We are now speaking about him, chanting about his names, then he is present here. Once it so happened that Srila Prabhupada visited London, he was in London, and somebody has arranged a very nice program for him in Covent Hall, you know, we have big hall, it's in central area. So Prabhupada was very happy that today he is going to have a very nice program. So Prabhupada went with some devotees on the stage. And then he performed nice kirtan, you know. His devotees always wanted to dance around him. So they had a very nice kirtan. And then afterwards he spoke in a beautiful lecture. And then when everything finished, one of the devotees asked Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, did you see that there was nobody in the hall? There was not a single soul in the hall. Nobody came because always they are not interested in the spiritual matter. So Prabhupada was very angry. He said, did you not see Narada was there? So this is a fact. Wherever there is kirtan, wherever there is nice pravachan, wherever there is singing of verses of Srimad Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam or any other scripture or merely reading of Krishna books or whatever, something regarding Krishna, always Narada is there. When Narada knows that if you want to see Krishna, you should find out that place wherein he is glorified. And this is the place wherein 24 hours a day we glorify Radha Vrindavan Chandra. He cannot leave this place. He is completely tied down here. He may send his energies everywhere, but himself, he is in Vrindavan always. And that he says that I never live for a single second Vrindavan. And it's no more now new Vrindavan. It was only before 30 years it was new Vrindavan. But now it's Vrindavan. And this is how, and then he gave the phone number. He said, come on, Narada, take it on my phone, so that you will not be deceived. And his phone number is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. by intense speech, you just chant, Hare Krishna. You are dead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare. Hare Ram.
Hare
Ram.
Ram
Ram.
Hare Hare.
You will have to answer. You do not answer the call. It depends upon how we approach it. E yatha mam prapadyante. Taus tathaiva bhajami aham. E yatha mam prapadyante. The way you approach him, he is definitely going to reciprocate. If you half-heartedly you approach, his reciprocation will be half-hearted. Once it so happened, there was a gentleman in Calcutta, you know, and he retired from his business and everything. And he thought that now, later year, we must pass in Vrindavan. You know. So he came to Vrindavan and started staying in Vrindavan. So before he left Calcutta, he had nearly 2 million rupees, you know. So he handed over the 1 million rupees to I and said, dear, I couldn't do anything for you whole of lifetime. But this is now my gift to you. Wife was very pleased that she got money and this one is good. So, then he said to her wife, see, I'm going to serve Krishna. So please, every month, send me 200 rupees to utilize for Krishna. And then he went to Vrindavan. He was very happy, the money was in the bank, and he will be getting 200 rupees per month. So there is no problem. So he went to Krishna, and yours. Now can do whatever you like. Krishna came in front of him. He said, how much money you have? He said, 2 million rupees. Where are they? I gave it to my wife. And how much you are bringing here? He said, 200 rupees. So I am 200 rupees yours. I can't wholly come to you. You know? The point is, E yatha mam prapadyante, taus tathaiva bhajami aham. It's very nicely described in a very easy language in Bhagavad Gita. And then it is very nicely substantiated in the 10th canto in Bhagavatam, that how he reciprocates. You know? That is beautiful verse from 10th canto. Mallanam ashanir Nunam nakara strinam smaro murtiman gopanam svajano satam kshitibhujam shasta svapitro shishu mrityur bhojapater virad viducham Tatvam param yoginam vrushninam varadevateti vidito. Hare Krishna. Hare. Sit down. Vrushninam varadevateti vidito rangam gata. Sagrajaha. There are 10 situations in this verse in which Krishna appears completely differently to all the people. And Rangam Gataha Sagrajaha. Rangam means he was invited in a wrestling arena by Kansa. And he and Balram, they both were taken there in the wrestling arena. And they were just entering the wrestling arena. You know? And then these 10 different types of people saw the same Krishna in different ways. This is how. E yatha mam prapadyante taus tathaiva bhajamyaham. The way you want to see him, he will appear before you. And the first situation is mallanam ashanir. There were wrestlers, you know, Chanur and Mushtik. They were much, much, much powerful, they thought, than Krishna is. Krishna is just 11 years old. What can he do? We can just squeeze him, yeah? That is how they were very proud. But when they saw Krishna, they saw it's a big wrestler coming. Because they wanted to have a wrestling match with Krishna. That was their approach to Krishna. So they saw that this terrible wrestler is coming. And they were completely terrified that I'm going to fight with him. And then Krishna, a small child, appeared before them as a strong wrestler. Mullanam Ashunir. Nunam Nakara. Those who were nice devotees, completely surrendered to the Lord, they saw that Nararatna is coming, the best of the person is coming. Same Krishna appeared as a very nice person in front of them. Srinam Smaravamurtinam, there were ladies in the arena, and all the ladies saw most beautiful living entity coming to them. And this is how differently they, all these three persons saw. Mallanam, all wrestlers, saw the strong wrestler approaching them. Those who were surrendered souls saw a nice gentleman coming to them. And the beauty, the Matajis could behold. Because they were surrendered in that way. And then, in the second line, again three situations are described. Gopa nam swajano. There were gopas from Vrindavan. They had come, the friend, covered friends of Krishna. They saw, the nice covered friend is coming, you know, Krishna is our friend. Because they had approached Krishna always as a friend. And that's why they saw the covered friend coming. Gopa nam swajano. Asatam shiti bhujam. Those who were the kings, they wanted to lord over their kingdom. They thought that the supreme king is coming. We are nothing in front of him. Because they wanted to approach Krishna as the kings. Asatam shiti bhujam. Shastra swapitro shishu. There were elderly persons. They saw Krishna as their own child, shishu. Because they wanted to approach Krishna in that way. He yatamam prapadnante. There was Kansa, and Kansa was always remembering Krishna as the personified death. He knew that he is going to be killed by him. So he saw the personified death approaching him. Vritter bhojapater, mrityu, he saw personified death in Krishna. Same Krishna appeared in different seven situations. Vritter bhojapater, virada vidusham, and there were jnanis. They were knowledgeable people where they were anchoring after jnana. They didn't believe in Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So they saw Virat Purush. They saw the manifestation of his Virat Rupa. Because jnanis can't believe unless they saw in the Virat Purush. Then there were yogis in the arena. And yogi saw Tatvam Param Yoginam. They saw the Supreme Absolute Substance. He appeared as a Param Tatva to the yogis. And there were Vishnis, his own people, they were there, and they saw him as a Svajan. This is how 10 different ways he appeared. And Bhagavad Gita gives you the preliminary philosophical principle. E yatam mam prapadnyante taus tatayo bhajamyam. He has said that the way you approach him, he will reciprocate to that extent. And this is a nice example from Srimad Bhagavatam. Whatever he says, he proves in Srimad Bhagavatam by giving different episodes wherein you can realize that Bhagavad Gita is very correct. And this is how, from Bhagavad Gita, we should go to Srimad Bhagavatam. Easy way, step by step, you have to go. Suppose you want to climb to the second floor, then you have to climb step by step. You cannot jump on. If you try to jump on, you will break your head or neck or whatever. So this is how, if you go step by step, these scriptures are very nicely arranged for our own elevation, spiritual elevation, and at the same time, with the spiritual upliftment of our existence, they guide us for every second of our existence. And any time you should, the best approach is through the devotional service, as we have seen. Then Narad, when asked him, that you give me your address, he told that Yad Mad Bhakta Gayanti Tatra Tishtami Narada. If you want to associate Krishna, then you should immediately start devotional activity. And that we are very seriously doing. Very nicely you people are fixed. Please carry on the devotional service to the best of your ability, and Krishna will always be here. That is definite. This is how we should try to understand the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then when we think about the punishment of the Kali Yuga, which we have already discussed in the last chapter, there in two verses you should remember. And every episode in Srimad Bhagavatam, they have one or two principal verses. You should carry on. There is no need of research, but there is a need of studying Srimad Bhagavatam. You should take one episode and try to see what Krishna wants to say. Mahasukadeva Goswami, he is preaching to Parikshit Maharaj. And eventually, you will gain the intellect to preach to the general mass.